Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to noon.
John Coon and touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Coon for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Coon run for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the 6-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback. John Coon. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to noon on The Fan.
Hour two of that program, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios. Coon with the day off. It is me, Rami Makhlouf, alongside our trusty producer, Brandon Snide, on the other side of the glass, on the ones and twos, and today on the mic as my trusty co-host, in addition to trusty producer.
I'm nervous.
Man, we got the NLDS covered for you wall-to-wall on the show here today, including later this hour, a visit from Rick Schlesinger, the Brewers president of baseball operations. Top of the 11 o'clock hour, Tony Gwynn Jr., former Brewer, now MLB Odyssey insider. He'll join us at 11 o'clock. And joining us right now on the Fan Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. Former Brewer himself, Racine's very own, and now FanDuel Sports baseball analyst. Pleasure to welcome in Vinny Rotino. Vinny, how are you this morning, my man?
Rami, Brandon, great. I'm doing awesome. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man, I'm fired up. Brandon is walking on eggshells. He's the most nervous person I've ever seen.
A little
leading
nervous.
Up to a and let me tell you why. But he didn't want this series. He didn't want the
nope.
Cubs. He didn't want the Craig Council drama. Is this a series you really wanted or a series you really didn't want with the Chicago Cubs?
I've been saying this ever since the Brewers clinched that bye. I wanted the Cubs. I kind of saw it how I did. I saw it how it was all going to play out. It was going to be Cubs or Padres. Look, I don't think the Brewers matched up real well against the Padres. They showed it that second to last series of the year. That Padres bullpen was absolutely dirty. In a five-game series, that would have been a tough matchup. I think the Brewers match up better against the Cubs. Yes, I get it. All the drama, all the emotion that's going to be associated with this series – I think it's going to be a challenge in that regard, and I do think there's going to be some Cub fans there. But at the same time, think about how sweet that's going to be to knock out the Cubs.
But what about the other side? What about the other side of that, Vinny? What about the other side? How sweet it would be to send them home, but what if they beat us?
Vinny doesn't think about losing.
I know he doesn't.
That's why that's how you make it as a professional athlete. You have a winner's mentality, right, Vinny?
Well, it's a great point, though. No, it is a great point, Brandon. And I've heard this other side of the argument quite a bit, how heartbreaking it would be to lose to the Cubs and have them and watch them go on. But at the same time, you're not going to win a World Series unless you go through some of these challenges. And every single series on the way to the World Series and to win the World Series is going to be an absolute gauntlet, right? I mean, you're going to have to beat the Cubs. Then I think you're going to roll through with this emotion, with this momentum, kind of with that series win. And again, I am thinking about the win. And then you're going to carry that over into that series against either the Dodgers or the Phillies, right? And talk about a gauntlet, a seven-game series against one of those clubs that are kind of complete, right? And then you're going to have to go ahead and win the World Series against a really good American League team. So you're going to have to beat three really good challenges, really good teams, really good organizations to get there. But there's no other way to win it, right? So I get it. I get it, though. It's going to be heartbreaking. It would be heartbreaking. I'm going to say it would be heartbreaking if the Brewers end up losing in this NLDS. But I think they got the momentum. They got that euchre magic on their side. I think they're going to do it for sure. to get past the Cubs. It's going to be hard, though.
You mentioned the bye week there. The Brewers haven't played now since September 28th. That's the regular season finale when they clinched, or they didn't clinch because they clinched the day before when they lost, but they beat the Cincinnati Reds. They lost 2 out of 3 in that series. They lost 2 out of 3 against the Cardinals. They lost 2 out of 3 against the Padres to end their regular season. Now, the bye week is beneficial, Vinny. We all know that, right? You can get some guys some rest. William Contreras with the wrist. You can align. Murphy can align their starting pitching going into the NLDS. Is there any fear, though, for you as a player or former player that there's any rust going into that series against the Cubs, who just got off a very emotional wild card victory over the Padres? Any fear of any rust for this Brewers team?
So I think this bye week is actually coming at a great time because I do think they were showing signs. I don't know if you could call it rust because they were in the middle of September and finishing off the season, winning, like you just mentioned, just winning 3 out of the last 9 games. I think they were showing signs of maybe fatigue, maybe just, I don't want to say sloppy baseball because I thought they were playing some pretty clean baseball. They just weren't getting a lot of hits. I thought they were tired, and I think this bye week is actually coming at a great time for them to kind of recharge their batteries, have a little bit of a, you know, an all-star break type of a feel to it, and then get back on the horse in front of the best fans in baseball tomorrow with a sold-out crowd, standing room only. I think that rust is going to be knocked off very, very quickly with this team. You have Freddie Peralta on the mound, who has thrown the ball exceptionally well at home this season and exceptionally well against the Cubs pretty much his entire career. And so I think that this bye week gave him an opportunity, and I think we'll be probably having this narrative go on throughout the playoffs, is that the bye week is going to – it was actually – we're going to look back and say that bye week is actually really good for them to have a mental reset at the end of the season. Remember, they didn't have a lot to play for at the end of the season either. There wasn't a whole lot of sense of urgency. They kind of had the first – seed locked up, you know, not fully, but they kind of had it locked up. And so I think having that sense of urgency again, because this is a group that rallies around each other. We saw it all year long, and they're going to do so once the first, you know, pitch is thrown yesterday, once those really bright lights go on in the playoffs. I think they're going to find that identity again and find that edge again.
Yeah, they're going to be well rested. And Vinny, I'm sure you had an eye on that Cubs Padres wild card series. Cubs come in exactly the opposite. Obviously, a very tight, closely played wild card series between the Cubs and the Padres. So the emotional effect of that and how exhausting that can be, but just the pure innings that Craig Counsell asked of his pitchers, specifically his bullpen in that, and without Cade Horton, I look at this series, and especially from a pitching standpoint, I think the Brewers have a major leg up in terms of how fresh they are coming in.
Yeah, the Cubs had to use those arms, right? And remember, Daniel Palencia, kind of similarly to Trevor McGill, hadn't thrown a whole lot because of a strained shoulder situation. So he just threw 2 times since he was off the IL in the regular season, and he's thrown in the playoffs a couple of times as well and wasn't used. He was their closer. He was kind of their lockdown guy.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't used in the closer role here in this last series. And so you're going to see a thinned-out Chicago Cubs bullpen come in, and I don't think that would have been the case with the Padres. I just think those arms were really, really tough. And so I'm really glad that the Brewers don't have to face those arms. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a better matchup for the Brewers. And like you said, a thinned out pen, kind of a tax bullpen. I'm not real impressed with what the Cubs have been throwing out there just in terms of their starting pitching either. I mean, they got to Matthew Boyd earlier in the season. I know he threw well that second time he threw against the Brewers. But I think this is a matchup that the Brewers bats can really, you know, do some damage against, and hopefully they can get off on the right foot in that game one and really tax that bullpen even more in that game one.
The more Vinny talks, Rami, the better I start to feel. I just need tapes of Vinny while I go to sleep and helps me talk through my anxiety.
Yeah. We had Lawrence Holmes from The Score down in Chicago in the first Arvin, and he did not make Brandon feel
it made me feel worse. So Vinny, this is why I love you for so many reasons, is because you're awesome. But here, you mentioned the Cubs bullpen. I got a question for you about our Brewers bullpen. Jacob Mizorowski. Rami and I, before the show, were talking about, and Rami's like, you got to have him on the roster. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I put Mizorowski on the mound. They're playing the Cubs. I think the last time we've seen the dominant side of Jacob Mizorowski, Vinny, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but was against this Cubs team before he got hurt. Remember, he gave up a few runs early in that July 28th meeting between the Cubs and Brewers at American Family Field. He gets hit by that Seiya Suzuki liner up the middle. He goes on the IL. And since then, he's kind of been up and down. His control has been up and down. Do you see him playing a spot on this roster for the Brewers in the NLDS? And if so, how do you see that bullpen shaking out for Milwaukee?
Yeah, I think he's kind of a guy. He's a little bit of a wild card. You could almost view him as like a little bit of a secret weapon. Murph is going to have to pick his spots to deploy Jacob Mizorowski. I think he needs kind of a soft spot, quite frankly, to pitch in. So that's going to be hard to find in the playoffs. Every inning, every pitch is so meaningful in the playoffs. So. I'm with you. You know, how do you really trust Jacob Mizorowski since he's kind of scattering the ball all over the place? When he was in the zone, we saw him be really effective. But then when he was too much in the zone and maybe not in the zone enough with his secondary offerings, he was getting hit a little bit. So you need to kind of figure him out. And look, I'm sure Chris Hook and company and Jim Henderson, the best pitching coaches in all of baseball, I think they probably found a couple of little tweaks more mentally than anything with Jacob Mizorowski to help him kind of figure things out, because he was, like, remember, he's an all-star. So there was a lot on his plate after his first five major league appearances, and then all of a sudden he's an all-star. So hopefully they can figure something out, because he is a little bit of a secret weapon too. So if they can figure him out, what a weapon to deploy in the middle of a game to get a bunch of outs in a row with a guy throwing 101 plus mile per hour fastball with secondaries to go with it. So we'll see how they deploy him. I'm not real sure at this point, but the Brewers bullpen, remember, with Aaron Ashby, kind of plays that Andrew Miller role, type of a multi-inning guy that throws just nasty stuff, can get guys out, lefties and righties, and then you have Jared Koenig and Abner Uribe throwing the ball exceptionally well. We'll see how they use McGill, but I think this bullpen's in good shape. They were throwing the ball really well at the end of the year, so it's going to be fun to watch how Murph kind of deploys all these guys.
Fun is a loose term on this show. Let me ask you a follow up with that though, Vinny, about the bullpen, about the starting rotation. We know Freddie's going to get game one. We were assuming it's going to be Quinn Priester in game two. I don't think Brandon Woodruff. They have really said anything of certain yet for Brandon Woodruff. Who do you think gets the nod for game three?
I think it's going to be, and this is just speculation on my part, I think it's going to be Quintana. I do. I think, 13 years, big leaguer, never has won a World Series, has only pitched in the playoffs three seasons out of those 13 years, and this guy wants to win. He's going to be ready. Remember in the playoffs last year in that wild card round against the Mets, he shut down the Brewers in six innings, didn't give up an earned run, so he was nasty. I think he's going to be ready to go. He's been throwing well just in the simulated games, from everything that I've heard. So he's going to be ready to go. We haven't heard about Brandon Woodruff, but at the same time, I don't think you can count on him at this point. So I think Quintana is going to be the guy, and he's going to bring his A game. So he's going to need it for sure. But I do like how this pitching rotation lines up for this NLDS with Freddie and then Quinn Priester. Nothing has been decided yet, but I think that's how it's going to go. And then Quintana game three.
Talking with Vinny Rotino, FanDuel Sports baseball analyst, former Brewer, Racine's very own, here on the 9 to Noon show. When you look at the 26-man roster, Vinny, do you feel like you have a pretty good handle? Do you think the Brewers have a pretty good handle on what it is, or do you think there's still some questions up in the air about who's going to be on this thing?
I just think there's going to be questions as to, are you going to carry 14 position players and 12 pitchers, or 15 position players and 11 pitchers? I think it's going to be 14 and 12, just because you need the three starters, so you can play matchups a little bit better with some of the bats, right? So I just think that those are the questions that you're going to have. I think the starting lineup is going to probably be set with, and this is how, actually there might be some controversy around the starting lineup. For me, I would put Blake Perkins out in center. I really would. I just think he's a game changer with the defense, and they've been doing it with pitching and defense all year. I think Blake Perkins out in center. You put Churio in left. You put Frelick in right. You'll have Christian Yelich DH. You'll have Durbin, Ortiz, Terang, and Vaughn around the infield. I actually would play Vaughn over Jake Bowers, but we'll see what they do with that. I think Jake Bowers is such a weapon to have off the bench, and then William Contreras behind the plate. How about William Contreras with his letter to the fans? I love it.
Yes.
It just fired me up reading that. This guy's a winner. He's a bulldog, and I think he's going to lead this team. And watch out if William Contreras gets hot during these playoffs, because he can carry the whole team if he starts slugging – slugging the baseball like we know he can.
You mentioned the pitching and defense, and I completely agree. Blake Perkins is as good as it gets out there in center field. The Brewers did, however, lose the season series to this Cubs team 7-6. Where, in your opinion, is Milwaukee the most vulnerable against the Chicago team?
I just think if your bullpen is just taxed, I just think with the bullpen being exposed too much, I think there's maybe a chink in the armor in that regard, right? Just because we've seen when the bullpen was overused during the season, their stuff would flatten out a little bit, right? And so I think that is a concern of every team, however, right? And if you're overexposed a little bit in a five-game or even a seven-game series, obviously the five-game series here against the Cubs in the DS, I think if you're overexposed, if you see the same bullpen arms three or four times in the same series, that element of surprise doesn't really apply anymore. You're so worried about your starters going three times through the order. Well, at the same time, I would be worried about your bullpen arms being exposed three or four times in a series. And that's what you're going to see from both of these teams and with these bullpen arms, just because of the off days in this NLDS. Remember, game one, and then there's a day off. Then there's going to be game two, then a day off for a travel day for game three. So there's going to be plenty of rest. Now, that is going to come, that'll come into play with how often these bullpen arms are seen by the opposing hitters. I think that goes for every team in the playoffs, but especially for the Brewers, we'll see how that plays out. I think Abner Uribe is going to be fine just because that stuff is just so nasty. He's commanding the ball so well, so I don't think he's going to be a factor. But some of the other arms, maybe you might be, have some concern over with that. But they have to be commanding the baseball. And I think this team is going to do that. They've been doing it all year. And so that would be one area of concern for me.
Yeah, Vinny, the trend, and not just in this year's postseason, but for a number of years now going back, has been teams relying heavily on their bullpen, especially really strong bullpens, and that's obviously been Craig Counsell's MO for a long time. Do you think that's going to be the way that Pat Murphy operates in this series, or do you think he lets his starters go a little bit more and leans on them a little bit more than we've seen other teams do?
I think he might have a little bit longer leash with Freddie and Quinn Priester, but I think it's going to be just because of the success that both those guys had all year, and maybe because he might be worried about, again, just what we talked about, having some of those arms being overexposed during a series. From there, I think all hands are on deck. I think you might see a Quintana and then maybe a Chad Patrick, a Robert Gasser type of a thing, and just kind of all hands on deck. The beauty about the Brewers and their bullpen, however, is the fact that they do have a number of guys that can go multi-innings, a Chad Patrick, a Robert Gasser, a D.L. Hall, an Aaron Ashby. And so I think Pat Murphy can strategize a little bit differently than some of these teams that, their guys are maybe just one-inning guys, or maybe an inning and two-thirds, or maybe two innings all season long. The Brewers have a number of different guys that can go two or three innings. And so I think that is a little bit of an advantage for Pat Murphy. So we'll see how it plays out. But I do think some of those guys are going to step up. I love what Chad Patrick has done all season long. He's a big game pitcher. He's going to be ready to go for the playoffs in front of that electric atmosphere at American Family Field, and quite frankly, even at Wrigley. And so is that Robert Gasser. That kid's a gamer. D.L. Hall, we've seen what he can do in the playoffs. Remember, with Baltimore, he was lights out in the playoffs against the Atlanta Braves 2 years ago. So don't forget about his factor as well in this whole thing.
The Brewers won 97 games. They won their third straight division title. You, Vinny, were on the call for many, many, many of those victories. What is the one game that sticks out to you about this Brewers team in this 2025 campaign thus far?
Ooh, I would tend to lean towards that May 18th game where they stopped the Twins from winning 14 games in a row, and I think that's where the Brewers actually turned their season around. They found their edge, but I'm going to go with the most exciting game was the Blake Perkins throwing out Starling Marte at home plate end the game. That was just such an epic that epitomized a Brewers win right there. You could also say Isaac Collins walk-off home run against the Mets, but I think that Blake Perkins throw out at home, because it came from a guy that you don't really expect him to be the hero all the time, is a Blake Perkins, and that's what this team is. It's a team of a bunch of guys that no one's really heard of on the national level, coming up, stepping up, and being a hero is a different guy every night. That particular night, it was Blake Perkins. I think that game epitomized what the Brewers did all season long.
Vinny, I almost hate to do this to you, but you're the perfect person to answer this question. As a Racine native, you grew up rooting for the Brewers. You played for the Brewers. Could you put yourself in Craig Counsell's shoes? Would you ever go manage the Cubs? Is that something you could ever see yourself going and doing?
No, I couldn't. Man, what a tough. You know, I couldn't. You know, there's a lot of love for Craig Counsell in the Brewers clubhouse because of what he did. But at the same time, these guys want to beat him really badly and send him home back to Whitefish Bay. Go back to Whitefish Bay and watch the Brewers win the World Series. I think that would be poetic justice with that whole situation. But he's a great baseball man, Craig Counsell. I mean, I don't think anyone would have turned down what he was offered. But it's tough to see him on the other side for sure. But I think, again, that's part of this reason why I want the Brewers to beat the Cubs here in the playoffs. So go ahead. And that would kind of bring some closure maybe to that whole situation as well. And on their way to winning the World Series, I think this is the year, guys.
So he'd take the money. That's Vinny Rotino, FanDuel Sports baseball analyst. You can find him on Twitter at Vinny Rotino. Vinny, really appreciate the time and the insight, my man. We'll talk again next week.
Anytime, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
And he joins us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. We got to hit a quick break. On the other side, we break down this matchup between...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Between the Brewers and the Cubs, and we have an open segment to hear from you on the Nicolet Law Fan Talk and Text Line. 414-677-1250 is how you can get in on the show. And it's time to take the playoff edition of the leadoff show on the road tomorrow ahead of the I-94 rivalry game matchup between Milwaukee and Chicago. Join Tommy Wirtz and the leadoff show at Kelly's Bleachers on Blue Mound tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'll be out there at 10 a.m. Brandon, you're going out there, right?
10:30, I think.
10:30. We're going to be back-to-back. So that's tomorrow, and it's brought to you by Sun Cruiser Vodka Iced Tea on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.